With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. This did not take long. We have word the U.S. and China have come to terms on a proposed trade deal.
Under its terms, which President Trump stresses are pending final approval by himself and China's Xi Jinping, the United States will receive magnets and rare earth minerals from China, and tariffs on Chinese goods will drop to 55%. In return, the U.S. will allow Chinese students to attend American colleges and universities. U.S. Secretary of Commerce Howard Lutnick said late yesterday, quote, the two largest economies in the world have reached a handshake for framework. George Williams, Washington.
The unrest that began in Los Angeles has spread to other cities, New York, Chicago, San Francisco among them. The rioting that convulsed L.A. over the past 4 days did subside overnight. An uneasy calm prevailed amid a nighttime curfew in parts of downtown. President Trump not ruling out turning to the Insurrection Act to restore law and order.
The Insurrection Act authorizes the president to deploy military forces inside the United States to suppress rebellion or domestic violence or to enforce the law in certain situations.
If there's an insurrection, I would certainly invoke it.
Speaking in the Oval Office, the president was asked how long National Guard troops will stay in Los Angeles.
When there's no danger, they'll leave.
He said L.A. was under siege until he authorized sending in the National Guard. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Southern Baptist delegates at their national meeting have endorsed banning same-sex marriage. They're also calling for a reversal of the Supreme Court's 10-year-old ruling legalizing the practice nationwide. Inflation heated up a bit last month as food costs rose, although overall inflation remained mostly tame. Consumer prices increased 2.4% in May compared to a year ago. The Dow up 64 points. This is SRN News. Simone Biles embraces transgenderism.
She is the most decorated gymnast in history and became America's sweetheart during her incredible performance at the 2016 Olympics. But Biles has lately taken to defending boys who play sports on girls' teams, calling those who object bullies. When former female swimming champion Riley Gaines criticized Minnesota for allowing a boy to play on a high school girls' softball team which won the state title, Biles called Gaines, quote, truly sick. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has ruled that two government agencies cannot punish Catholic employers and health care providers if they refuse to pay for or provide sex change operations for their workers. The decision bars the Department of Health and Human Services from enforcing a rule imposed in 2024 under President Biden. The judge also barred the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission from punishing employers for refusing to cover so-called gender-affirming care in their health plans. This is SRN News. The waters of the Chesapeake Bay are troubled waters, although there is some hope for the future.
In an annual report card on the nation's largest estuary, the University of Maryland Center for Environmental Science gave the bay a C grade Tuesday. That compares to a C-plus grade last year, which was the highest grade the bay has received since 2002. The report noted that last year was the hottest year on record, with extreme rainfall patterns. Despite the grade drop, the report cited long-term improvements in dissolved oxygen in the bay's waters to help support bay life. The report also noted long-term improvements in aquatic grasses. Keith Peters, Washington.
Preparations well underway for Saturday's big military parade in Washington, D.C., a celebration of America. It's also a celebration of the Army's 250th anniversary. More details, SRNNews.com.